Hey besties, and welcome back to the podcast. If it is your first time joining us, hi, welcome. I hope you like what you hear and you decide to stay. And if you are coming back again, hey, how are you doing? I hope you're good. I hope you've been taking care of yourself, you know, working out, hydrating. For those of you that are Christian, staying in your word, praying, taking care of your spirit, your mental health, and all the good things. Have I been doing those things? Okay, if you had asked me this question a week ago, the answer would have been definitely different. My answer would have been like, absolutely not. But this past week, yes, I have been doing all those things and just taking care of myself, trying to eat better, trying to move my body more. And I'm just so grateful because this past week has just been a lot of rest for me. Like over the past, should I say couple of weeks or months? I feel like months is overstretched, but over the past couple of weeks, I've just been feeling so exhausted. Like India fatigue, it's a thing and it's been dealing with me. Like it has been beating my behind, okay? It has been beating me up so badly. And I've just been like, oh my days, I need to catch a break. And this week, I've been off of work, next week as well. But then this week, I've just been taking things slow, you know, and just relaxing and resting more and doing all the nice things. I've even been getting back into the gym because lately my gym, like I haven't been as consistent in the gym, I'm not gonna lie. I've been going to the gym like once in a month, once in 3 weeks and whatever. But this week, I went to the gym 2 times and then I went swimming the other day. So I've just been trying to get back into things and I'm just like so grateful to God because I'm just like, God, you're so kind. Like you are so merciful and this is so much grace because life has been whooping my... I try and avoid saying swear words, okay? Life has been whooping me, like it's been beating me up. So for me to have had this restful week that I got, I'm so grateful. And I don't know, I'm just so grateful for everything that happened in this week, man. Because I also spent like a lot of time with my friends and the people that I love and care about. And I'm just like, I'm so happy right now. I've literally been thinking about it all day. And even yesterday, the fact that I'm actually so happy. I feel like my life is fun right now. And I'm so grateful. Because 2 weeks before this, I just felt like a zombie. I felt like work is a lot, life is a lot, like I am so done with this. But then right now I'm just like, thank you Lord for just giving me a break to catch my breath. I'm so grateful for that, you know, like I am so thankful to just realize, I've literally, what have I been doing? What did I spend? Okay, I know I went to the gym twice. One time was with my friends. And the second day I went by myself or tried out a new gym. Like my gym has got different branches all over the city. So I went to a different branch. It's quite small, right? It's like everything. What's the English word? In that gym. And I'm just like, I'm not really the biggest fan of it. But I love it because they've got these really nice mirrors. And I guess we can overlook the fact that it's too small. There's barely any space in there. And when I'm in the gym, I like using the free weights instead of the machines. But then there's not much for the free weights there. And there's not really a lot of free weights. I mean, I guess for the gym, it's like with its size, it's good. But then I just wish there was a bit more space in there. So, yeah. And then, like I said, I went swimming. I'm trying to be like get into my hobbies lately. Like I'm just trying to be an adult with hobbies and just, you know, do fun stuff because I realized that my idea of fun has changed a lot. Like my idea of fun is let's try something new. Let's try something exciting, something fun. So that's why I have decided that I'm going to take up swimming because when I was in school and my parents were paying lots of money for me to go to school and decide to learn, I decided not to learn how to swim. Okay, I did, like I just did the beginner stuff. Like I can kind of swim, Like, I can swim, but then it's like, it's not good. I feel like I could be better. So that's what I'm like working on, you know, just trying to relearn how to swim and get better at that. I even got a swimming costume and a swimming cap the other day just to show how serious and determined I was. I was like, I'm gonna do this. So I went the other day. It was really lovely. Like, I'm just enjoying having these moments where I'm like, just, you know, away from my phone or my laptop, whatever, where I'm just not connected to anything. I'm just in the water. I'm just playing for however long I'm playing, and then after, when I'm done, I get my stuff and I go home. And because I'm like high key an introvert, I don't have a lot of friends who stay in the same city as me, so I don't always have someone to do things with, you know. So I've just gotten used to doing things by myself. So that's why I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna go swimming by myself. Like, what's the big deal? I literally, one thing about me is that I will go and do stuff by myself, because you will lose out on a lot of things trying to find people to convince and be like, could you please do A, B, and C with me or whatever, you know? But then anyway, that brings me to my second hobby that I've decided that I want to try out, and that is tennis. Like, as a child, I always loved tennis, but then somehow I just didn't give myself like, I didn't push myself enough to learn it. And I'm just like, I want to relearn how to play tennis and just have fun as a hobby. And I did find a partner to try that out with, so I'm like super grateful for that. And yeah. Oh, one of the reasons why I love tennis actually is because I had an uncle, my late uncle, he used to like play tennis professionally. I don't think it was professional, but maybe in like university. But I know that like he used to love tennis so much. I remember even at home, we used to have this picture of him like on the tennis court with the racket. So growing up, that was like my inspiration. I was like, I want to play tennis. Like, it's just always been at the back of my mind all my life. And even at his house, he had like a tennis court. So I was just like, I want to play tennis because that's my inspiration. So that's why even right now, I'm like, I really just want to take it up as a hobby and just have fun, because it's just something that has always been a thing for me. And it's so funny because back in school, I was never really the sporty person. I never really tried sports. I remember my uncle encouraging me, like, yeah, take up a sport, go and play hockey or something. I'll even buy you all the gear that you need. And I'm just like, child, I know about that. I was shy back in school, so I let that hold me back from a lot of things, like my shyness. I just didn't do stuff because I was like, like, it's gonna be so awkward running around the field. What if I like, I just used to overthink things. So that stopped me from doing a lot of things in my younger years, which now I'm like, I'm an adult, so let me do whatever I want. Like, who cares? Who actually cares? Nobody cares. So that's where we are, and we're just basically trying out hobbies, trying out fun things. I'm like, don't call me to go to the club, don't call me to go to a party. Tell me, let's go. Okay, let's go and try, I don't know, let's go try out some painting thing, let's go play, I don't know, man, let's go do something fun and exciting. That's where I'm like, oh, I'm coming, I'll be there, friend. Even if we're not friends like that, with some people I'm like, I would hang out with people that are not very close to me just because we're having fun and it's fun, you know. I'm just like enjoying doing a lot of things right now. Speaking of, I know what I'm even speaking of, but anyway, I know them podcast family. I'm just gonna call you guys family because in the club, we all fam. I know it's like, girl, you've been quiet for a hot minute. Where have you been? Are you still alive? As you can tell, I've been yapping for the past almost 10 minutes. I'm still alive. But then we had some technical difficulties. Those that know that my laptop was just showing me shaggy. Well, it was a Chromebook, so I guess the functioning, like the engine, and it didn't have that much space. So at some point it was like, I'm not doing this. I'm not coming to this party. I know why you keep on forcing me to do things that are not within my capacity. So at some point my Chromebook finally gave out And she was like, I'm not that babe. I know why you keep on forcing me to do this, but I'm really not that girl. And the sad thing is that it happened. What the hell? Okay, sorry about that. I was saying the sad thing is that my Chromebook crashed out after I had just recorded a thingy, what you call this, an episode with my friend. And that episode was like 1 hour something long, almost 2 hours long. And I was like, oh my days, what am I supposed to do now? What you mean like my laptop crashed out after I recorded this episode? And it was like such a good episode. Because one thing about my friends and I, most of them were yappers, one. Two, we really have like some great conversation. And I felt like that was such a nice conversation. But anyway, I feel like things happen the way God lets them happen. I may not know why. Okay, I know why, because like my laptop was not the best functioning thing. But then I'm just like, things happen, okay? That's that. Like, life happens, and that's that. We'll give it a try. We'll give it a go. I just need to make sure that the next time we do, well, I have made sure of that, because I definitely got myself a new laptop, which has left the biggest dent in my bank account. But above all, I'm just like, thank you, God, for affording me this opportunity. Thank you for giving me the means to be able to do this for myself. Even though I'm like, yo, it cost a ton of money, I'm just like, thank you that I was able to do this. Thank you that you've blessed me enough to do this. Thank you, Jesus, you know. So I'm hoping that this new laptop is gonna bring us a lot more consistency regarding the podcast. I don't want to promise you guys any timeline and be like, oh yeah, now I'm gonna be posting once a week, twice a week, twice a month, whatever. I don't like making empty promises that I might not be able to keep up to, you know. So let's just see where it takes us. But feel free to come and harass me wherever you can reach me if I'm being quiet for too long and I'm not dropping an episode and stuff like that, and be like, Miss Gal, where are you? Why are you so quiet? Feel free to do that. I'm giving you the permission to do that. And another reason why we haven't really been getting anything on the podcast, guys, I've been exhausted. Like, the exhaustion that has had me this past couple of weeks, my creativity levels have just gone down, like, ding, like they went all the way down. And I was just like, I can't even think of anything, which is why this week I was like, I feel so well rested. I feel like I could even talk more, you know. I feel like I've got something to say. Of which, funny thing about me, I always have something to say. I wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning and I have an opinion, I have a thought, I have something that I just want to digest, something that I could talk about. Please pray for my future husband, because he's going to have to deal with this for the rest of our lives. So wherever you are, just close your eyes and pray for him, because he needs to be able to handle that. Because imagine someone waking up, you're waking up next to someone and they've got a thought, they've got an opinion, they've got a question. Even me personally, I'd be pissed off. So I can imagine. Let us just pray for him, okay? Let us pray for him, otherwise he's gonna be okay. So yeah, and speaking of creative things, I've been doing things lately. The people that follow me on Instagram, the people that have me on WhatsApp, they know that the girl is constantly doing things out of her comfort zone. So for those that do not know, I recently, did I speak about this in the previous episode? Sometimes, guys, forgive me, sometimes I forget the things that I spoke about. So if I'm being repetitive, I'm sorry you have to deal with that, boo. Like, I'm truly sorry. But I recently, a couple of weeks ago, launched my new business thing, you know, like my new, because the babes is an entrepreneur at heart. Is that how you pronounce it? I don't know. But the girl is a business-minded girlie at heart, right? So I recently launched like my styling business, because I realized that a lot of people always come to me and they're like, yeah, can you style me? Can you help me? What do you think? What shoes do you think work with this outfit? or what outfit works with these shoes, and so I was just like, let's make this a business, you know, because it's something that I genuinely enjoy, and I'm like, I would like to monetize from it. I'm giving people my advice, I'm giving people my time, and as much as it's fun for me, I think I would also like to get something from it, you know. So that's how I just came up with the idea of having like a page where I just help people put together things, and I just called it Mpo Styles, because I'm the one that's styling you guys, you know. And more than anything, I'm putting this out there. I'm not one to, I don't like putting my business out there, but then I'm in love with fashion styling more than any other fashion thing that I do. Like, yeah, I love the modeling thing, but then like for me, fashion styling is like, I'm like, I really would love to be a fashion stylist one day. So that's why I was like, okay, take steps towards achieving what it is that you feel like you want to be in the next maybe 10 years, you know. Just do something out of your comfort zone, you know. And one thing about me, thank God that I've grown in the confidence of doing something out of my comfort zone, and I'm just like, do things for the plot. And by doing things for the plot, I'm not talking about dating silly boys or sending boys silly paragraphs and being like, yeah, doing things for the plot. No, hell no. Do things that propel you towards the future that you want for the plot. And my mindset has been, what do I have to lose? Like, what do I actually have to lose? Okay, fine, if I create this thing and then I don't really succeed at it or whatever, or I fail, at least in my heart of hearts, I will know that I did it. I won't have to like question myself and be like, oh, what if, like, I don't have to live with what if for the rest of my life. I'll be like, oh, okay, I tried that out. It didn't work out. At least I tried it out. Like, I'll have that closure of being like, at least I tried it out, right? Which brings me into the point of the thing that I tried out today. So I saw this ad on Instagram for this modeling thing, right? There's a fashion show that's going on next year around March, and they're looking for models. And so they posted, they were like, yeah, we have a casting on the 16th of November, which is today, right? They're like, we have a casting for this thing. Da, 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 da. They put all the information. Now, this is where it gets interesting, because they were like, we want models from like, the minimum height is 170 centimeters. The babes is 165 centimeters tall. I was like, okay, I don't care. I'm going there. Like, one thing that I told myself, and this is the thing that I told myself, I was like, I'm doing it for the experience. I might not be the required height. That's fine. If they don't want me there, then they won't pick me, you know? But then I'm just going to do it for the experience to be like, oh, I did that. And it builds up my confidence when I keep on doing these things for like experience. And I'm like, oh, okay. The next time that I go, I'm like, I'm a better person because I learn things. I get to meet people as well and stuff like that, you know? So I was like, I'm going to that thing. I don't care what they say about 170 centimeters. If they turn me away at the door, it's fine. In my heart, I'll have the closure of being like, okay, I went and I tried my best and they rejected me, right? So anyway, I went to this modeling thing, and guess what? They did not turn the babes away at the door. They did not turn me away at all. They let me fill in my things, took my measurements, took whatever photos they wanted to take, do the catwalk thing, which is funny because I've never done that in my life. Like, most of my modeling work has been photo shoots, right? Without having to do the catwalk thing, walking across the stage. So I was high-key nervous. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm a child of God, guys. Whatever room that I'm in, that room is lucky to have me in there, because I am carrying the seed of God. That's literally the pep talk that I was giving myself whilst I was standing in that line waiting for my turn to walk across like that runway. I was like, whether they pick me or not, I'm a child of God. And the fact that God has allowed me to get into this room and I'm carrying his seed, that's enough for me. Like, that's enough for me. My confidence comes from the fact that I know who my heavenly father is. And I know that Jesus has given me, God has been so kind to let me even be in this room today. And that's that. That's enough for me. So did my walk thing. I was kind of nervous. I was just like, hey, I've never done this before. And which was something that was an oversight on my part, is that I didn't, what you call this? I didn't like rehearse. You know, like sometimes you have to prepare, guys. Okay, fine, it's your first time, but then you have to prepare. I didn't really prepare myself to walk that runway, I'm not gonna lie. So if they don't give it to me, it's a thing of, okay, I know that I didn't really prepare much, so I won't be too bummed about it. But then that's a bad habit that I need to fix, because you need to prepare for the rooms that you're praying for God to put you in. Anyway, did my little walk thing. After I was done with that, I was like, I mean, like I said, I'm an introvert. So once I'm done doing whatever it is that I came to do, I'm packing my bags and I'm leaving. But then I was just like, let me just, you know, hang back a little and just chill. Even though I'm standing there in the corner and I'm just like on my phone and I'm just shy or whatever, let me just chill. So as I was still just standing there, this lady, the prettiest girl, approaches me and she's like, can I take down your name? I want you as a model. And I'm like, because I was confused. I'm like, you want me as a model? Because in my head, I'm thinking, I'm here for a casting. If you're saying you want me as a model, she's part of the whatever team that was, right? I'm thinking, are you trying to say that I have gotten this job that I came to cast for? Or are you saying you want me for something else? And then that's when her friend, like, explained. She's like, no, she wants you, like, as a model for her own thing. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So she was giving me, like, she handed me her phone to put in my name, right? Wrote down my name. And then I assume her intention was that she's going to later look at, because we had to leave our details and stuff, look at those details and decide that she's going to contact me. I was like, no, my babes. I was like, actually, we can exchange Instagrams if you want. Like, we can connect via Instagram right now. I can follow you right now. And we can talk later if you feel like that's something you want. And she's like, oh, okay, cool. And then I just gave her my Instagram, followed her Instagram, whatever. And then I was like, okay, God, you work in funny ways. Because for me, that's a win. Like, somebody, I was just standing there chilling. I'm not talking to nobody. I'm not doing nothing. I was just standing there contemplating what time I'm going to go home. And this lady decided that I want you as a model for whatever it is that she's got going on. I was like, that's actually, that's pretty dope. I'm not gonna lie. Like, God, I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. And for me, things like that, it's like, it's enough. Do I get the casting? Do I not get the casting? I don't know. We gonna see about that. But the fact that I got in the room and someone was like, I like you as a model enough to say I want you to model for my stuff. I'm like, big W for us. Let's see where that goes, Lord. Like, let's see where it goes. And I know I'm like rambling a lot, but that's why you came here, to see me rambling a lot. Well, to hear me rambling a lot. I just want to encourage someone out there to say that sometimes in life you have to have, let me sit up for this one. I need to sit up so that you guys can hear me properly. Okay. Sorry for the shuffling noises in the background. Right, in life, I want to say sometimes, but I feel like all the time, actually, you need to have the audacity of a man. You know, that type of audacity that men have when they approach a woman that is allegedly, apparently, out of their league. But they just approach her still. And they're like, yo, what's good, mommy? You know that audacity? I need you and myself to have that kind of audacity. The audacity that nothing stops you. Even when things are out of your league, you shoot those shots. And I'm not just saying this in terms of like relationships. I'm talking about shoot for opportunities, because you never know where it's going to get you. And half the time, those men that you might think, oh my word, she's so out of his league, they get those babes. That's why we're left wondering, huh? How did she end up with that man? He's not even in his league. He had the audacity and he went for what he wanted and he got it. So if men can do that, why can't you? Why can't we? Why can't you and I? that's how I'm like kind of approaching life and approaching things right now. I'm like, I'm gonna put myself in uncomfortable situations that, like I said, that propel me towards whatever goal that I'm heading for. I'm gonna do the things. I'm gonna shoot my shot. I'm gonna apply for whatever it is. I might seem unqualified, but every Christian's favorite, well, not every, but like a lot of the Christians will tell you that he does not call the qualified, he qualifies the called. But sometimes you don't know that you're called to something until you put yourself in that situation to be like, yeah, no, you know, let me just shoot for this. And then that's when God qualifies you and you're like, oh, wait, how did I even get here? I'm not even qualified. Because God called you to it and he qualifies you for it, right? For example, with my case, I could have been like, oh, they want 170 centimeters. I'm 165. I'm not going to go. Right? I could have easily said that. I could have said, you know what? I didn't spend weeks prior practicing my catwalk. I'm not going to go. But then I was like, I'm going to go. Let me just go. Even if it's just for the experience, I'm just going to go. What do I have to lose? And that's my mindset with a lot of things. In the positive sense, though, I'm like, what do I have to lose? About a year ago, my mindset, well, more than a year ago, my mindset was, I've got nothing to lose, in a very bad way. Like, I would just do stupid things and be like, I don't really have anything to lose, right? But then now my mindset has shifted in the sense that I'm like, okay, fine, if I grab that opportunity and I miss it, what do I have to lose? Nothing. If anything, I have to gain, I have to learn from it, I have to... Something's build your confidence. Sometimes rejection, I know rejection sucks. I'm one person that hates rejection, which is why I had put the modeling thing on the side a bit, because I'm like, I don't like rejection, right? But then sometimes that rejection builds you up. It strengthens you, okay? I'm not sure about the rejection that you face when you try and shoot for shorts in relationships, but then I'm talking about opportunities that build your life, opportunities that make your life richer and more successful and stuff like that. Just put yourself in places and believe that God is with you. And the funny thing is, this morning, the Bible verse on the Bible app, like the verse of the day was, I literally have it open right now. It was Deuteronomy 31 verse 8. I'm reading from the AMP version and it says, "It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail or he will not fail you or abandon you. Do not fear or be dismayed." Let me try and read it in another version and see. But it's more or less the same, right? New King James Version says, "And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed." And that's the kind of confidence that I'm approaching things with, to be like, the Lord orders my steps. The Lord is with me. The Lord guides me. The Lord directs me. The Lord is the one who leads me. He watches over my comings and my goings. If I take a step, this is why I always tell myself, I always tell him as well, the man above, hallelujah. I'm always like, sometimes when I'm not sure about a course of action that I'm about to take, I tell him that, Lord, I trust the fact that you direct my steps and you will redirect them if I step out in the wrong direction. Otherwise, I'm stepping in faith. If I take a misstep or whatever, he's gracious and kind and loving enough to redirect me. That is why there's a verse that says that he directs every... The verse that I'm thinking about is the one that says, whether you turn to the left or to the right, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. So if you turn to the left and the left is false, if you're walking with God, he's going to say, no, my babe, take the right. And be willing to be obedient to that, okay? Because God can spend all his time telling you the left, the right, the center, and you don't listen to that. So there has to be, you know. But anyway, just know that God walks before you. Wherever it is that you go, he's already prepared the place for you. He has already led the way for you. And if you find yourself in the wrong place or in the wrong rooms, because sometimes we try out things and they're not what God is calling us to, he is gracious enough to guide you and to redirect you and all of those good things, you know? Because that's the kind of good God that we serve. He is a mighty God. Speaking of God, I love how my relationship with God this year has evolved. I've been a Christian all my life, right? But then it's like, I was just like, I'm a Christian, but like, I'm a city girl. I'm not saying anything about anything. But then, like, I was just trying to juggle two things. You know, when you want to have one foot in your Christianity and the other foot in other things. So I was always like a lukewarm Christian. But then this year, God said, stop playing, because I'm not playing about you. So you better stop playing about yourself and get serious. And I've just been like growing more and more and more in my relationship with him, of which I love that, because God be teaching, child. Like, God will be teaching and guiding us and directing us. And then it's like, yo, Jesus, thank you so much, because you have been teaching me, you have been guiding me. Speaking of being taught and being guided, the other week we were having like prayer and fasting week with this group chat that I'm a part of, like the Bible study group chat, right? And during that time, like during that prayer week, God taught me something, and I was like, you in my business, sir. And I don't know, I've been trying to avoid this thing. But then God was basically just teaching me on forgiveness. I'll try not to go too much into it, because I feel like this would need like an episode of its own, right? But anyway, God was teaching me on forgiveness. And I can't wait. I have to go into my notes app for this, right? Okay, we're here. Because I came across this verse in Mark 11 verse 25, which says, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. That verse hit me in the face so hard, because I knew that there were people that I had not forgiven. And God had, like, between, I was like, Lord, I'm trying to forgive these people, but like, it's hard because they done hurt me or whatever and whatever and whatever. And during that entire prayer week, God just kept on dealing with my heart on forgiveness, right? And why I'm saying this verse hit me in the face is because it says, whenever you stand to pray. I'm like, I know it says stand, but sometimes we pray kneeling, right? So I'm like, every time I come before God and I kneel and I'm like, oh God, thank you for today. Oh God, this. And I haven't forgiven other people. I'm basically sinning. Because it says, whenever you stand to pray, make sure you have forgiven people. And I'm like, yo, chill, I know I haven't forgiven people, I'm working on it. And God was just like, my girl, come, let me teach you something. So as I was just like exploring that topic of forgiveness with him, I also came across something. Well, I came across this on the internet, because I was just like, how do you forgive as a Christian? Lord, I just want to forgive these people, I don't want to keep on holding grudges. And then I came across something which told me that we forgive by faith and not feelings, choose to release debt and surrender the situation to God even before your emotions can catch up. And I was like, whoa, guys, I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm always so mind blown by the things that God says to me or the things that God teaches me, because I'm like, what? Well, what do you mean by that? So anyway, that literally like caught my attention, because I'm like, sometimes I'm waiting to forgive people because I'm like, oh, I feel like, okay, Lord, I forgive them, but then in my heart I'm still like, I'm still angry, I'm still whatever, I'm still holding on to that thing. But then I was just like, God taught me that you forgive by faith, not your emotions are gonna catch up whenever they decide to catch up, but then you have to forgive by faith, you know, and be like, okay, God, I forgive them. Not because, like, I feel like I'm not at peace with whatever happened. I feel like my heart has healed. But I forgive them by faith that comes from God. I forgive someone as an act of obedience. Because faith is basically an act of obedience to God. Because it comes from us honoring and respecting and acting upon what he has told us. So basically being like, okay, God, my emotions might still not have caught up, but by faith and in trying to obey you, I forgive this person and I release them. Help me to release whatever emotions come with that. Help me to work on my emotions. Help me to navigate those emotions. But as for me, I forgive those people. So I was just so mind blown after that. I was like, okay, God, I see what you did there. You did a thing there. And I was just basically in that season of learning about forgiveness. Because I was like, sometimes we'll be talking about, oh, God is good. God is kind. God is, you're there on Instagram. You're posting paragraphs on paragraphs about forgiveness. But then, you know, you haven't forgiven some people that did things to you or some people that made you feel away. And you're like, oh, the Lord is too good. The Lord is so gracious. But you haven't forgiven. My sister, you're sinning. Well, I'm talking to myself, by the way, in case anyone was getting confused. I'm talking about myself and to myself. So with that, I was just like, okay, Lord, like my favorite song says, when I trust you, I don't need to understand. So let me forgive because I'm being obedient to you. You will help me navigate whatever it is that I'm feeling. That's cool. So that's just basically where I'm at in terms of like my Christianity and stuff. You know, that's where me and my stomach is starting to make noises because we're kind of hungry, but I'm going to eat after this. Don't embarrass me, okay? I'm going to eat after this. Like, I swear I'm going to eat. Let me actually take a sip of water because I'm getting thirsty. I'm getting parched from all this talking. I'm not going to edit that. I'm not going to edit that out, by the way. Editing is not my spillion, so I'm not really gonna edit that out. I'm sorry, you're gonna have to bear with that, okay? And since we're on the Jesus this, Jesus that topic, this week I came across some great gospel songs. Hey, I might put together a playlist thinking about it. But like one song like that has been my favorite song that I came across this week. It's called Jesu Untikane by Muso Worship, right? And it's Jesu Untikane. What is it? Is it Sipedi or Sisutu? I'm not sure of the exact language, but along those lines. So the translation of the song, Jesu is basically Jesus. And Untikane, it's Jesu Untikane, which means Jesus is sufficient for me. And guys, when I tell you, that song is like 21 minutes long on YouTube. I listened to all 21 minutes of it. And when I tell you that song wrecked me, like I cried so much listening to that song, because I was just like, in all the things that I'm feeling, in all the things that I'm facing, Jesus is sufficient for me. Jesus, like, in all my struggles, Jesus is sufficient for me. And why it made me cry is because I've just been in this headspace of like, of like dealing with a lot of like comparing myself to other people. I know it might sound crazy, but hey, it happens. We're all human. We're not AI. So I've just been in that headspace. So I remember just singing to that song and be like, and just telling God that even in me feeling like I'm not good enough in certain areas, not that I don't feel like I'm not good enough. I feel like I'm not doing enough. Okay, let's get that right, because I know that through Jesus I'm that girl, okay? But then there's certain areas where I feel like I'm not doing enough, and to be honest, I know I'm not doing enough, so that's why I end up comparing myself to other people. So I was just basically telling God that even in these areas where I feel like I'm not doing enough, I feel like I'm comparing myself, I feel like I'm falling short, you're sufficient for me. Even in my mistakes and everything, you're sufficient for me. And this song kind of came as an answered prayer because I realized this in hindsight, because 2 years ago when I lost my stepdad, and that's my dad, right? But then I'm calling him my stepdad for the sake of context, right? When I lost my stepdad, I remember asking God, like, how do you expect me to trust you when you didn't take just one but two dads from me? Like, how do you expect me to trust you and see you as a father when you're doing this? Like, How am I supposed to be like, oh, God is my father, when you've taken two of my fathers away from me, right? And then now I listen to this song and I'm like, even in that situation and in every other situation, Jesus is sufficient for me. Like, God is sufficient for me because he's my father. I might not have understood it back then, but now he's like, I'm sufficient for you. I'm all you need. My grace is sufficient for you. And I'm just like, I might feel like, okay, I lost out on the people that I need, on the things that I need, the relationships that I need and stuff like that. But in all things and in everything, Jesus is sufficient for me. And I'm just like, I love you, Jesus. Like, guys, some of the conversations that I be having with God, they leave me so mind blown. Like, they leave me so shocked. And I'm just like, yo, Jesus, what's that about? What's that about? I feel like I've been rambling so much. I don't really have anything left to say, except that I'm hoping you guys, I hope my life touches somebody's life, even if it's one person. And even if that person is me, the way I'm living my life, if it changes somebody's life, like, that would be an honor. I just hope that it inspires someone, especially in, like, your relationship with God. I just hope someone sees the way that I'm trying my best. If I say I'm a perfect Christian to you, I'll be lying. Well, like I said, I was busy praying to God without forgiving people, so don't let me lie to you. But then with each and every day between me and Jesus, like, yo, we're trying again, we're trying our best, let's see where this goes, let's see, you know, let's just navigate life and see how it goes. And I'm so grateful to God for the opportunity to have a relationship with him, because that is grace. That is, the girlies are always saying the Lord is kind and God is so kind to me and to each and every one of us. So I just hope that, like, my hope is for people to experience what it's like to have a relationship with Jesus, because it is a great thing. I mean, it's not easy. I'd be lying if I said it was easy, but, like, the peace that comes with it, baby, it's so unmatched. Like, it is so unmatched. And that's just my hope for everyone, right? Anyway, I hope you guys have a great week next week. I hope your weekend is good. I hope you are resting. I hope you're taking care of yourself. I know NDF fatigue is dealing with a lot of us. I hope we are taking vitamins. I've recently started getting into taking vitamins. I've never done that before in my life, but I was like, yo, singaphela sana singa kotuka. So I've recently started taking vitamin, is it B complex and vitamin D. Yeah, I'll see with time if I need to add anything to that, but that's what I'm taking at the moment. And I just hope we are taking care of ourselves, trying our best to rest. I know sometimes it's not easy having work and and end of year fatigue is dealing with you and you're trying this and that, but I just hope somehow we find the balance in everything, you know, like, not balance, but like the harmony in how every aspect of our lives coexists with the other, right? I hope you guys are hydrating, going to the gym, working out. For the running babes, you're running, you're doing things that make you happy, you're having fun, you're taking care of yourself, you're taking care of your loved ones, you are receiving a lot of love and you're pouring out a lot of love and you're doing all that cute and wholesome stuff. And catch you on the next episode. Okay, love ya, bye.